Healthcare Insurance Limited. Residential properties only. Cover up to £1,500 per call out.
Play the online casino with winnings out of this world at maxmillions.com. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org. Please play responsibly.
You alright, guys?
I need
the kitchen,
the office,
the lounge,
the living room for a meeting,
for my spin class,
for live stream,
for my game.
I need it to watch the 40.
When everyone's caning the broadband, EE's new Wi-Fi 7 router makes every device work better, even yours.
Hello, guys.
And knead the dough like this.
Turn it up. Let's go, team.
New Smart Wi-Fi Pro, exclusively from EE.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. America is entering the final day of campaigning before tomorrow's presidential election, with polling experts saying it's still neck and neck. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are blitzing battleground states in an attempt to win over undecided voters. Our chief reporter James Gould has been in Wisconsin speaking to voters who could decide the outcome.
What are some of the key issues?
The economy, immigration.
The biggest issue for me is definitely abortion rights and women's rights.
Everything is like crazy expensive, and anyone who's working in the middle class is having a really hard time purchasing anything.
The government spending watchdogs warning many buildings in England with dangerous cladding may never be identified. The National Audit Office is demanding a deadline for stripping them of flammable material. 7,000 tower blocks still haven't been assessed in England. Another £75 million is to be spent on beefing up efforts to tackle people smuggling gangs, helping people across the channel. The Prime Minister's announcing the additional funding later. It comes after more than 5,000 crossed the channel in small boats in October, making it the busiest month of the year so far. Sainsbury's says it's going to extend its Aldi price matching scheme to include its smaller local stores. The retailer says up to 200 products in its convenience outlets, including staples like milk, bread and pasta, will cost the same as its discount rival. It was the London premiere of the latest Paddington movie last night. Antonio Banderas plays the villain this time round. He told us he's no stranger to starring in a kids' movie or two.
I did three Spy Kids, I did three Shreks, two Puss in Boots, one SpongeBob, and so I've been in many different kids' movies, but this one is very special because that character is different, it's very sweet.
Paddington in Peru hits cinemas on Friday, and a third raccoon's been recovered after escaping from a zoo on the Isle of Wight, leaving just one on the run. Four got out their enclosure at Amazon World Zoo Park on Friday. Because raccoons are nocturnal, search efforts have been taking place at night, with staff using tracker dogs and drones. Cloudy today with the best of any sunshine in parts of Scotland and the southeast of England. Highs of 14 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Knowe.
On Magic Classical.
Good morning. A quotation for the day. Journalist Walter Cronkite, born this day in 1916. I can't imagine a person becoming a success who doesn't give this game of life everything he's got.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Yves Thibaudet at the piano playing Chopin, the waltz in E-flat. And it is 8 minutes past seven. It's Monday. It's the 4th of November. And you're very welcome to Magic Classical Breakfast, live and direct from Magic Classical's East Midlands outpost. Currently very grey and cloudy looking, but not raining. And how is it with you? Are you in a satisfactory state? Hope the weekend was as reasonable as could be expected. It was a busy one here, one way and another. It wasn't planned that way, but it just turned into one of those. I did a spot of bus driving on Saturday to help them out because they were a bit busy. And then we had hot and cold running children around the place yesterday for a late lunch. And exercised the privilege of giving them back afterwards. Marvellous. Anyway, I hope the situation's satisfactory with you. We'll have questions of the day, as usual, right about 7:30 and 8:30, screen time after 9. And talking of screen matters, this is from video game territory. This is from EverQuest 2, music by Laura Cartman, Thundering Steps. thundering steps, that's steps with two P's and an E afterwards, as in the big grassy plains of Siberia and so on. Music by Laura Cartman from EverQuest 2. Quick look at the papers this morning. Let's see what's stirring there. In the eye, as the US presidential race enters the final furlong, a poll finds Britons hoping for a win by Kamala Harris, but most thinking the result will be a win for Donald Trump. 47% think a Harris victory would be best for this country, compared to 27% for Trump. The Guardian reports both candidates making a final push in swing states. They're both in Pennsylvania today. Neither of them is thought to have a definitive lead in any of the seven states that will effectively determine the result. The complications of the Electoral College. And it really is complicated. The Mail hails newly elected leader of the Conservatives, Kemi Badenoch, as a leader who knows how to get Britain's economy booming. She says she would shake up the economy with an approach completely opposite to the one taken by Rachel Reeves. The Mail's Scottish edition leads with the news that hundreds of school pupils have been caught with weapons in classrooms. In The Times, Sir Keir Starmer says the world must wake up to the severity of the migration crisis. He's announced a doubling of the money available to tackle channel crossings. Also on the front page, inventor and designer Sir James Dyson blasts last week's budget as spiteful. In The Express, the Chancellor provokes anger after admitting she was wrong to say during the election campaign that taxes wouldn't have to rise. Telegraph reports Rachel Reeves defending her changes to inheritance tax on farms. "We can't afford to let farmers pass on their estates tax-free," she insists. The Mirror brings up-to-the-minute crime news from 50 years ago. A photograph of the lead pipe, apparently used by Lord Lucan to kill the family nanny in 1974. And The Sun reports financial woes for Prince Andrew after the King is said to have cut off his allowance. The 31-bedroom Royal Lodge in Windsor is said to be in a damp and crumbling condition. The headline, "The Grand Mould, Duke of York." Those stories and others waiting for you in the papers today. And now, St. Dvorak, and this is his Humoresque number 7. Very often played on violin, but here, played on cello by Jan Vogler, and to start with, piano with Tiffany Poon. Thank you. Jan Vogler and Tiffany Boone. With Dvorak's Humoresque number 7. So now we're in the post-Halloween period when there's lots of leftover bits of various pumpkins that people have attacked. And William of the Trossachs, known for the moment as William of the Tumshie, local term for turnips, says, I was proceeding in a westerly direction through Covent Garden yesterday and happened upon a pumpkin patch. I decided to let my inner sculptor out and carve one in the image of my favourite radio presenter. Oh! I wonder, you've been inspired perhaps by an old picture I managed to dredge out of the archives and put on social media the other day of a pumpkin likeness of me that somebody had once carved many years ago. You've carved one of your favourite radio presenter. Due to operator and knife error, I cut off the wrong piece. So on account of failing to recreate the image of my favourite, it became you instead. Ah, I see. I realise this is not the first time you've been a pumpkin head. I'll be offering up the cuttings and mulch for pie making, so anyone who's within a few miles can collect. Just mind the congestion charge. A few slices of pumpkin pie will sort that out. I've always found it to be a colonic stimulant. Well, thank you. That's quite enough. We'll head for question of the day, Mark 1, pretty soon, after some Haydn on the way next.
This is Magic Classical. With your favourite classical music. Every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
At Tesco, our finest mince pies are half price. Now £1.50 with your Tesco Club card. Feel the power to lower prices. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of larger stores ends 19th of November. Club card or app required.
I've got the power! The world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax Airline Award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
Did someone say up to 75% less than the RRP? This month at TK Maxx, we're taking your favourite TK savings to the max. With even more deals. Maximum savings, maximum brands and maximum style. Everybody knows we bring the best deals all year. And now we're taking things up a notch. Head to your nearest TK Maxx or shop online now.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.uk.
Here at Magic, we're already getting the sparkle and glitter ready. And this year, Morrisons are celebrating all you amazing Christmas hosts. Here's Angelica Bell.
I am a huge fan of Christmas and I love hosting for friends and family. The night before, I prep all the food and then I'm up early on Christmas Day. But it's all totally worth it and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Find all the festive food and expert advice you need to be a top host on Market Street at Morrisons. And over at magic.co.uk, you can win a £200 Morrisons e-gift card and food hamper to help you host the best Christmas yet. There's more reasons to shop at Morrisons.
At Tesco, our finest mince pies are half price. Now £1.50 with your Tesco Club card. Feel the power to lower prices. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of larger stores ends 19th of November. Club card or app required.
Rayo is the way to listen to Magic Classical. Download Rayo to your phone now.
Save big in the Hillary's Black Friday sale with an extra 10% off everything. That's on top of up to 50% off hundreds of made-to-measure blinds, curtains and shutters. And an extra 10% off our half-price smart hubs, helping you control your electric blinds from anywhere. So get ready for the festive season. Order now and get your blinds and curtains fitted in time for Christmas. Book your free in-home appointment today. Visit Hillarys.co.uk. Hillarys Black Friday sale. For the window wise. Conditions apply.
Birmingham, there's a closure of the A435 Ulster Road. It's shut going south from Druids Heath towards Withall. The A14 Northamptonshire closed following an accident after Findon and before 10 at Burton Latimer. So that's going on the westbound side towards Kettering, congestion at Thrapston. Essex, you can't access part of the A13 on the London bound side from Pitsea towards the Five Bells interchange turnoff for Basildon. And Hampshire, the Blackwater Valley route is partially blocked going north at Farnborough, where there's been an accident before the Mitchett Junction. There's more on our website.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Sergei Nakaryakov, the trumpet with the Chamber Orchestra of Lausanne, and playing the third movement of Haydn's Trumpet Concerto. Well now, time for Question of the Day, Mark 1, as we nudge towards 7:30. Question of the Day, Mark 1, has us thumbing the books of history and going in the direction of this day in 1843. On this day in 1843, after a two-day lifting operation, something arrived at its new location above the streets of central London. But what? As ever, all suggestions welcome, no answer too daft, all prizes imaginary, and therefore beyond limitation. 1843. A two-day lifting operation, something arrived at its new location above the streets of London. But what? By text 61054, starting your message with the word classical. By email, charles@magic.co.uk. We'll see what we consider to be the outcome this side of 8 o'clock. Bang on 7:30 now, and headlines this morning. Campaigning is entering the final 24 hours in the US election, with polls suggesting it's still neck and neck in the race for the White House. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris have made a series of appearances in the key swing states. The death toll from the floods in Spain has hit 217, but there are fears that could still rise. A growing anger saw mud pelted at the country's king as he visited the worst-hit areas in Valencia yesterday. Sir Keir Starmer will pledge more cash later for his new border command as he sets his sights on ending small boat crossings. It comes after more than 5,000 people crossed the Channel in October, making it the busiest month of the year. Weather, cloudy, but mostly dry to start with, brightening up in the west and the southeast later. Magic Classical, with some dreams now, well, specifically Dreamscape, written and mostly played by Chris Rowe. If you recognise that from somewhere, you may be thinking of the film called Blue Jean, which came out a couple of years ago about the troubled life of a teacher in the 1980s. Blue Jean was the film, and that was music for it by Chris Rowe. Dreamscape. Question of the Day, Mark 1. Today, this day in 1843, after a two-day lifting operation, something arrived at its new location above the streets of central London. But what? What could it be? All suggestions welcome. We don't do wrong here. We tried wrong once, but it brought us out in a nasty rash, so we don't do it again. By text 61054, starting your message with the word classical, by email charles@magic.co.uk. Now, the 16 performing Handel from The Messiah.
Thank you.
and the Glory of the Lord from Handel's Messiah, the 16 and the 16 Orchestra, directed by Harry Christophers on Magic Classical. And I made an unusual appearance on Magic Classical at the weekend. We had our special extra John Williams themed screen time. Excuse me. Thank you. That was on Saturday night at 9 o'clock. And the documentary from Disney Plus, Music by John Williams, is out now. Mike in Wales says, watched that on Friday afternoon. Excellent. Mrs. Mike was reading her latest Harlan Coben book, so I got away with all the musical excerpts. Yes, he is extraordinary, isn't he, Mr. Williams? But the programme generated quite a few 1977 memories, says Mike. Jaws was being screened at the Plaza Cinema in Lower Regent Street, London. I went along to what was to be a full cinema and everyone appeared to have large buckets of popcorn. I think it was a new trend then. The film progressed nicely with the menacing music seemingly swimming amongst all of us. Ba-dum. Oh, yes. The scene where Hooper, Richard Dreyfuss, is in the water searching for the hole in Ben Gardner's boat, finds the large shark tooth, and then the special effects head pops into view, sent a unified scream across the cinema, combined with a reflex action that sent a truckload of popcorn upwards out of the buckets, then to rain down on all still screaming below. Very funny, given the setting. Beautifully described, Mike. Yeah, and that scene in Jaws, the hole in the boat, and you know something nasty's coming, but highly memorable, yeah. We'll have some Grieg in a moment or two.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ruth, mum to Naomi, who survived a stroke at just 8.
What does that mean? What does that mean for her? As a young child who now couldn't move her right hand side, she couldn't speak, she couldn't talk, she couldn't eat. Where is this going to lead us? Where are we going to go? And we were just very much in a state of shock, is how I best describe it.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
At Tesco, save one third on artificial trees, cards and lights with your Tesco Club card. Feel the power to lower prices. Tesco. Every little helps. Majority of larger stores. Cards ends 25th of December and lights and trees ends 11th of December. Club card or app required. I've got
the power! Your home isn't just your home. It's Serious Sofa Time.
What did he say there? I missed it.
Your sold out arena show.
Ooh, yeah.
And it's where you work. Your own way.
I think you're on mute.
It's where memories are made. That's why your home deserves Co-op Home Insurance. And with a free SimpliSafe home security system worth £319, the next time you need home insurance, we've got you covered. Literally. Get a quote today. Just search Co-op Home Insurance. T's and C's apply. Co-op Home Insurance is provided by a select panel of insurers.
At Tesco, our finest mince pies are half price. Now £1.50 with your Tesco Club card. Feel the power to lower prices. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of larger stores ends 19th of November. Club card or app required. I've got the
power! This is the sound of a car that can fill up anywhere. And this is the sound of an electrified car that you can charge at home. Sounds like the same car, right? Why choose between petrol and a full electric driving experience? Choose the best of both worlds. Toyota CHR plug-in hybrid. Now available at 1.9% APR representative with £2,500 deposit contribution. Visit your nearest Toyota centre to find out more.
Available on PCP over 42 months from finance through Toyota Financial Services by 7th of January 2025. Optional final payment. Indemnities may be required. See website. Conditions apply.
Here at Magic, we're going to Holiday Inn Express, where you can wake up from your comfy bed with premium bedding and start your day right with a hot, fresh breakfast. Holiday Inn Express is perfect for those family weekends away, long overdue get-togethers, or just for something we all need from time to time. A change of scene. So be listening to Magic Breakfast every day this week for your chance to win a UK getaway with an overnight stay at any Holiday Inn Express of your choice. Thanks to IHG's Holiday Inn Express. Simple, smart travel.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Good morning, Penny Smith here, sidling round Charles Nove's airwaves to ask if you fancy hanging around after 10 to join me in a quiz, the Penny for Your Thoughts brain woggler, and some music that might tickle your ears. Classical Kate Bush, some Mary Poppins, a bit of Bond. See you live, or any time, round the Rayo app.
Sabre dance, mind the toes. Maxim Vengerov with Virtuosi. Coming up for 10 to 8, let's just resolve question of the day, Mark 1, shall we, before the day gets any older on us. And this day in 1843, after a two-day lifting operation, something arrived at its new location above the streets of central London. Something, but what? That was the question. What do you have to say on this? Morning, Malcolm, reporting from the top of the Thames and suggesting Cleopatra's Needle. Interesting. Any advance? Audrey in Loughborough said, my friend Anne and I are going to London on Thursday to see the Monet and Van Gogh exhibitions at the Courtauld and the National Gallery, respectively. Don't take any tins of soup, will you? No, you wouldn't. Maybe, because I've been thinking about that, I'm going to make a stab in the dark and suggest that it might be the statue of Lord Nelson being raised onto his column in Trafalgar Square. Other than that, no idea. Further suggestions? Richard from Devon says, a dreary Devon, you say? Very much enjoyed listening to the excerpt from The Messiah this morning, one of my favourites. I'll never forget the first time I sang it, getting hopelessly lost in all the amens at the end. How nice of Mr. Handel to put in a dramatic pause to let us all catch up. Well, he thought of everything. As for question of the day, Mark 1, is the answer Nelson of Nelson's Column. It's up high, and it went up somewhere in the 1800s. So that will do as a guess, says Richard determinedly. Dapper Dave says, Mrs. Dapper has cracked this one. The statue of Nelson was hoisted onto his column in Trafalgar Square. Memories of John Noakes climbing the statue back in the 70s. Oh, that's right. The Blue Peter. The video's still available on YouTube. John Noakes climbing without any sort of safety gear, apart from his flared trousers. Amazing. Did I hear correctly on the news, says Dapper Dave, that a macaroon was on the loose from a stew in the Isle of Wight? Yeah, that's about it. For my imaginary prize, could I have a supply of hearing aid batteries? Pardon? Yes, a loose macaroon causing havoc. Paul's in Tame says, was it Nelson's Column, famously climbed by John Noakes in Blue Peter many years ago with nothing but some wooden ladders? A great presenter who greatly inspired this 12-year-old at the time. Couldn't happen these days. Yes, I heartily endorse all of those sentiments. And Nelson's Column, pure guess, must have been put in place at some time. Must have been quite an effort to get it there, say Christine and Philip. Much excitement and celebration here at the weekend. On Friday, we made our 14-year partnership official. Yay! Lovely civil partnership ceremony, followed by champagne and cake with friends and an evening meal at a lovely restaurant. We now have to be civil to each other. Good luck. Congratulations. Yes, it's Nelson's Column. That's it. The column was already there, but this day in 1843, after 2 days of going heave and up your end a bit and that sort of thing, they actually got the statue onto the top. So Admiral Lord Nelson up there, and up there he remains. Marvellous. Question of the day, Mark 2, will be along in about half an hour. Now, this is a Norwegian folk song dedicated to the good aspects of winter. Solrenning Selu, performed by the Apex Singers. Selu, the Apex Singers. And now, if you're with us on Premium between now and the news, Jonas Kaufmann is going to take on Vangelis. Other side of the news, further into Monday with Sibelius.
At Tesco, save one third on artificial trees, cards and lights with your Tesco Club card. Feel the power to lower prices. Tesco. Every little helps. Majority of larger stores. Cards ends 25th of December and lights and trees ends 11th of December. Club card or app required.
Sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
It's so easy. It's really so easy. You just pop the stuff in a box and send it away.
I'm already on box 3. Well, I'm going to save the money. I'm popping it all in a little pot and saving up for a holiday. It's a brilliant way of spring cleaning.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
Este es un anuncio de radio de Hiscox Business Insurance que pretende mostrarles ciertos riesgos y peligros de los que Hiscox Business Insurance puede ayudarle a protegerse. If your business gets blamed by a client for a mistake, like accidentally recording the radio ad in the wrong language, Hiscox could help protect you. The story of your business, underwritten by Hiscox Business Insurance. Subject to already holding a relevant Hiscox policy and subject to policy eligibility terms and conditions.
It's 2024. We can use robots to clean our flats. Order Kung Pao chicken with our watches. And, hey, play my tune.
Playing your playlist.
And now there's a better way to do energy. With OVO's free energy savings account, Beyond, you could save cash today and bank greener rewards for tomorrow. Now that's a first. Search OVO Beyond. Discounts include bill savings by using energy at greener times. Smart meter required. For terms and eligibility, search OVO Beyond.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just enter your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And in our December draws, you could win a share of £32.5 million. Just imagine the dream home renovations and dream your holidays. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 1st of December, because good news could be delivered to your door. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Introducing Instagram Teen Accounts with new built-in protections. Teen accounts are private by default, helping to protect them from unwanted contact. And teenagers under 16 require parental approval to change these protections. Instagram Teen Accounts. New built-in protections for parents' peace of mind. Learn more at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
Hey Sainsbury's, can you help me work some magic for my veggie in-laws?
Absolutely. I'd go with our creamy vegan roast carrot galette or our handmade dinky dim sum selection. They look just like mini vegetables. Am I right, BFG?
Way better than any snozcumber.
Looking for something that'll knock everyone's Christmas socks off? Ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
Subject to availability in selected stores and online, excludes locals. Dim sum from 20th of November, galette from 4th of December.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. It's the eve of the US election and both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are on tours of the key battleground states.
I don't want your money. I don't want anything. The only thing I want is get out and vote. We're right there. We had a tremendous number of early votes, a record-setting number, records like nobody can believe.
While we know there are those who seek to deepen divisions, sow hate, spread fear, and cause chaos, this moment in our nation has to be about so much more.
Polls suggest the race is still too close to call. There could be up to a quarter of a million more flats with dangerous cladding on than previously thought across the UK. The National Audit Office says more than 7,000 tower blocks are yet to be identified, and works to make all buildings safe might not be completed for another 10 years. The Border Security Command will have its funding doubled as Keir Starmer begins a week-long mission to clamp down on people smuggling. The Prime Minister is expected to announce a funding package of £75 million. A study's found more than half of secondary school-aged children want to cut down on the amount of time they spend on their phones, but they don't know how to. The report by the youth charity OnSide says they get hooked on screens because of habits, boredom and fear of missing out. The latest Paddington movie hit cinemas on Friday, but the film had its UK premiere in London last night. It's the third instalment of the franchise. Antonio Banderas plays the villain this time round. He's been telling us why audiences love the marmalade-munching bear from Peru.
Today's world is missing some of the attributes and virtues that Paddington has. Kindness, sweetness, cleverness, listening to the others. And so just to plant that seed in the mind of kids is very interesting.
And one raccoon remains on the run on the Isle of Wight after four broke free from a zoo there last week. A third was captured last night. Searches are